celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your best friend. You know, we have another fun show for you today. We have two product giveaways and my Fido Friendly Hotel pick. So let's get started with our first guest, Patty Wilson, owner and founder of Joy Pet Products. Hi, Patty, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell us about Joy Pet Products and what doggy fashion you are best known for.
Well, Susan, we are a small New England company, and we're best known for our patented goose down filled doggy coats. Here at Joy Pet Products, our emphasis is on really excellence in design. So everything we make is still highly fashionable, but it's also very easy to use and to wear. Everything we make is made in the United States, except our goose down coats, which are made in Canada by a company that specializes in goose down fill and high-end outerwear for people. Actually, when I started, I didn't start the business to be a business. I was making coats for my own little dogs. Because, you know, 15 years ago, there wasn't really anything that stayed on and allowed them to move comfortably and really kept them warm. So I had the idea to use goose down fill and did the research from there. And here we are 10 years later with a coat that's really making a difference for dogs that, you know, for whatever reason, just can't tolerate the cold.
Wow, that's quite a success story. And I guess I should ask you, are there other goose down doggy coats that are on the market? And if so, what makes yours so special?
Well, I have seen one feather blend coat that's made in China, but it's really nothing like our coat. First, our coat is patented. We use a very high fill power of down, and without getting too technical, it's a big difference in the longevity and how warm it will keep the person or the animal. It's to do with the lofting, the quality of the down. And as I said, our coats are made by a Canadian manufacturer that, you know, really specializes in this particular type of down fill. And they also make some really high-end designer name clothing and outerwear for people. And the funny thing is they always say that we're fussier about our dog coats than some of the couture designers are about their really expensive outerwear for people. And our
pet lovers would obviously agree.
Yeah, it's important to not just the down, but also how it's cleaned, because, you know, some people say that dogs are noses with tails, and our coats have two patents. And another thing that we do that I'm proud to talk about is that we offer sizes that fit the really small toy breeds, but also very large dogs. And a lot of dog apparel, you know, just doesn't go up to fit those larger sizes, so we can accommodate boxers and shepherds and, you know, larger animals as well.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Our 8-month-old lab, who's now 65 pounds, you know, we did that Get Your Licks on Route 66 tour, and when we started, he weighed 49 pounds, and when we finished, he weighed 65.
Oh, my goodness. It was a long tour.
Jesse, that is a fast grower. Now, I know you have a lot of other products on your website, so what else can we find there besides the fabulous down coats?
Well, besides the down coats, we also have something that's fairly new for us. We have a perfect fit embroidered hoodie. We also have our own line of harnesses and collars and a unique double handle lead. And then we have a couple of items that I can't talk about yet that I think people will love. They're in production, and they should be out soon. I would say probably late fall or early winter. But if people check the site at joypetproducts.com, they can see the whole line, and they'll always, you know, they have access to the blog there, and they always can see what's coming up and all of that.
Well, the perfect fit hoodie, I think it sounds so adorable, but really, what does that actually do? It's like a sweatshirt with a hood, or how would you
hoodie.
Explain
yep,
it?
Yeah, exactly right. But what we did, we sort of reinvented the wheel on this one. We wanted to provide something that either would work for people that were either in climates that they didn't necessarily need one of the down coats, or just, you know, had a dog that needed something, but not something that provided as much warmth as the coat. So we thought about the hoodie, and we wanted to do something that was different in that usually a little shirt doesn't give lower back and hip coverage. And it's hard to do because we wanted it to work for male dogs, so that meant that it had to be cut properly so that it wouldn't get wet or interfere with anything when the dogs went out. So we kind of reinvented the wheel, and it was back and forth with our pattern makers for a long time on this one to get it just right so that it would stay down over the hips but was cut up high enough underneath. And the larger the animal, the trickier that got to do. But once we had the pattern right and, you know, and the fit was good, then we went on to just have a blast with all of the different embroidered designs. We've got holiday designs. We've got angels. We've got an adorable little hot dog with, you know, the flames, sort of reminiscent of the hot rod designs and all that. A great symbol for good health, a USA motif, and we've got a really cute line of zodiac designs. So my little guy was born in February, so he's a Pisces, and he's sensitive and kind.
I was born in February, but I must have been in the early part because I'm an Aquarian, and I don't know how sensitive I am, but I try to be kind.
But they're very, very cute, and they do their job. So they do provide warmth and coverage, but they're just adorable. And you can't go far without somebody, you know, oh, let me see, what does that say? It's just, they're cute. And they're all positive designs. There's no, you know, nothing nasty in there.
Yeah, they're snazzy. They really, really caught my eye. And one of the other things that caught my eye on your website, you're welcome, is that you donate a percentage of your sales to charity. And what can you tell us about that?
We do, Susan. I just feel very strongly that, you know, we need to support animal charities, and especially with the economy today, I know that a lot of charities are suffering, so we've always supported animal charities as much as we can. We get a ton of requests, and we always, you know, wish that we can do more, and we feel badly when we can't give as much as we'd like to. So we created a Joy Spread It Around campaign, and we're kicking that off this year with one of our special Perfect Fit hoodies in our signature turquoise color, and the embroidery on it is very simply Joy in the center with Spread It Around circling the joy, and 100% of the profit from that particular hoodie will be donated to charity. So we thought that, you know, it's a great thing to do because people may buy them for their own dogs or as gifts, and then they can feel good about purchasing that because they know that, you know, that they'll be doing something for other dogs in need. So sometimes we donate to Best Friends. This year we'll also be supporting a North Shore Animal League event. And we get lots of requests for donations, you know, when shelters and things like that are having fundraisers. So we send coats and hoodies or, you know, whatever it is that we think will work well for that particular shelter. So we try to do our part. So I'm hoping that people will love the Perfect Fit hoodies and get that special one for charity.
Yeah, they really look adorable, and I love your signature color, the turquoise, and that I like that in the down doggy coat, too.
That's one of my favorites. I like that one a lot, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I understand you have prizes for our listeners.
We do. We would like the first three callers to have one of our collars, to have one of our beautiful collars. And the collars are made in the United States by the same company that used to do all the work for a famous designer line of handbags before the handbag company moved production overseas. And if listeners don't call in quickly enough to be one of the first three callers to get one of the callers, then they can also find us on Twitter and Facebook because we often have little contests and things like that there as well.
That is so great. So everybody, now's the time. Pick up your phone and call in to 1-866-405-8405 to win one of these fabulous collars from Joy Pet Products. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Patty, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan. It was my pleasure.
For more information about Joy Pet Products, go online to joypetproducts.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have more prizes and find out how your pet can be an integral part of your career and even your love life. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. Are you a fan yet?
Please do not speak in that accent. Speak in the plain English.
You guys are so funny.
There's a dream team of experts. Dr. Debbie, Joy Turner, Susan Sims, Vinny Penn. Hey, that's me. The party animal segment. That's got to be your favorite, right? On Animal Radio.
I may need to go to church.
It's not going
to
help.
Do penance for listening.
You haven't listened to Animal Radio yet. Well, you don't love animals, quite frankly. Saturdays at noon, Sunday at 5 p.m., channel 158. celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. It's feng shui. You heard me? Feng shui. I practice feng shui in my home. I really do. And for those who are not familiar with feng shui, it's a lot of fun to say, but really, it's an ancient art and science that was developed over 3,000 years ago in China. And it reveals how to balance the energies of our given space to assure the health and good fortune for people inhabiting it. So, of course, this applies to Fido. And our next guest, author of Feng Shui, expert Paula Brown, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Paula, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Your book, Feng Shui, covers a lot of ground, and since we don't have a lot of time, let's break down a few of the elements. First, I would like to ask, what are the benefits of Feng Shui?
Well, as you all know, in Feng Shui, you get a lot more balance in your life, and wouldn't you want to have more love, balance, harmony, and fun with your fur friends? That's what Feng Shui does. It shows you how to use simple feng shui cures in alignment with your Fidos, your fur friends, whatever you've got in the house that you share your space with. It creates better balance. It creates a greater love. It creates an instant bonding with your animal when you do feng shui.
Well, you know, I understand enough of the principles of feng shui to be dangerous, and I do know that certain areas of your home are designated for helpful people, career, and so forth. So can you give us a couple of examples of, say, something to help the career or love life?
Oh, sure. All of our animals come in to our spaces and their spaces with their jobs and positions already done and already assigned, and the career section is a great space to have an animal that greets you at the door when you come home. That's actually its job. So to reward that animal, the color here is black, and each one of these life spaces have colors, shapes, and elements in it, and what you greet your animal with at the front door is a nice bowl of water. Water's the element. You can put a nice black leash around your animals. Well, when you walk your animal, you can have a black collar and a black leash to amp up both your career and also their job in greeting you when you come home. You can also give them a nice little treat out of a clear, round plastic jar that has a black top, and that amps up the energy of career for both you and your animal, and you give them a treat. Job well done. So they come in, greet you, and that's their job. That's a lot of dogs' jobs these days, is to greet you when you come home after that long, hard day at work. So that's one thing for careers. The all your life spaces have these different life spaces in them. They're called guas, and love and relationship gua is across the space from when you first come in your room. It's over in the right-hand far corner, and that's the location, and the color there's pink. And you see a lot of pink leashes and collars out there? Well, that's the color of love and relationships. So if you want to spark your life up as long as well as Fido's life, you add a touch of pink to them. You throw a nice bed in the love gua relationship area, and they can snuggle right in there. And believe it or not, with the intent of love and relationship with your dog, and as you walk them, as you relax with them, add a little bit of pink, and you're going to amp that up for you and your animal. It's just real simple, easy to do, not expensive feng shui cures that you can relate to your animal and use their fire energy they're already absolutely full of. As you know, your dogs are full of energy. That's their natural fire chi masters. So they move around your house, and they move all this energy.
I should ask you a quick question. Now, what if you make a mistake and you put the pink all the pink good stuff, and then you put it in the wrong corner?
Well, with the book Feng Shui, you won't, because there's a nice...
there's hey, that was good. We didn't even plan that.
There's a great map. You can go to my site, www.fengshui.com, and you can look at the map called the Bagua. And you apply that to your living space, and it shows you exactly where all those wonderful, loving energies are that you can take advantage of. And even if you put, say, your little animal's running around all the time, you take your dog out to the dog park for lots of loving walks, if you've got a pink collar on that dog or that love of yours, it's going to naturally attract that no matter what location it is in. So you can use the map, and you can also use your intent. In feng shui, it's really the loving intent that you have, as well as a little bit of feng shui knowledge. You can use your loving intent and your creativity, and the sky is the limit. So it's just a lot of fun. It really creates a better bond and sharing between you and your animal, and you really can't make a mistake. The animals sort of correct it for you, too.
I live too far for you to come and personally oversee my feng shui appointments. But if you have someone in your area that you would visit, you would actually set up a time and make an appointment and come into their home and help them.
Sure. Yeah. Well, me being an animal communicator and a feng shui practitioner, the reason I discovered feng shui was I noticed that animals were moving energy around the spaces which I would normally attach a cure feng shui to, and they were doing it naturally for their people. And all these spaces and neat things were kind of lining up. So I usually ask people over the phone where their animals acting up or in harmony. And then we sort of outline the house, and I give people cures and tips to amp up either their health, their love, their fame. If they're a show dog, I tell them to train them in the skills and knowledge area and add some color blue to their environment or their bed. It really does work. If you're getting a new animal, I find out over the phone, or I go into the space and we find the family and community area, and we dress that up with a lot of good things and new energy and move that stagnant energy out of the place. Yes, I go in and see what there's balance and their stagnation, and we move it around with feng shui cures, and we also talk to the animal and see how he feels about it. So there's a
you've got the double whammy. You got the double whammy. You got the communicating and the feng shui,
Yeah.
And I just think it's so very interesting, and I'm really enjoying your book, Feng Shui, and I understand you have an autographed copy for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, I'd like to give away one of my books so you too can take advantage of all the great energies that are free in your environment and start having fun with your dogs and just really have fun. So I'd love to give that away to one of your listeners.
Well, that is wonderful. So be the first to call in right now at 866-405-8405, and the very first caller will win an autographed copy of Feng Shui by Paula Brown. Once again, the number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Paula, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Great, and you let the good feng shui flow and just keep your intent on positive things, and I'm sure you'll have a wonderful relationship with your dog.
For more information or to order the book Feng Shui by Paula Brown, go online to fengshui.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have my phyto-friendly hotel pick. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more phyto-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At rentalliving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.rentalliving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.rentalliving.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, there's a fabulous phyto-friendly hotel in Chicago called the Amalfi. Now, this is a boutique hotel, and they really do everything right. When you walk in, instead of going up to a counter, they have desks. You just sit down, rest your little weary self, and they take care of you. They have a pamper your pooch package, and that has a Dog Lover's Guide to the City. It tells you where to stay and play with Fido. This is one of the nicest hotels that we've been in a long time, and it's worth checking out. So go visit their website, AmalfiHotelChicago.com. And we have late-breaking news for those traveling to New York in September. You know, there is a major change coming for all of you pet travelers that take your pet in cabin when you fly. On September 23rd, from 11 to 2 p.m., come on over to the Petco store at Union Square in New York City, that's located at 860 Broadway, and see what is one of the biggest changes to in-cabin pet travel in 20 years. Sherpa Pet Group will be giving away two first-class round-trip vacations for two lucky winners, a friend, and their small in-cabin pet. Each trip includes two first-class round-trip tickets, hotel accommodations, and other prizes. Transportation will also be provided for the winners. So check out SherpaPetGroup.com for more details. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and PetSmart, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Don't miss the September-October issue, which features Cesar Millan, so you won't want to miss it. Hey, take care until next time. Travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.